It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll get the latest in election news with Harry Enten from 538.com.
First this week, the State Department of Administration released Wisconsin's annual fiscal report, which showed general spending was less than anticipated. Governor Walker's administration announced the fiscal year ended with a $313 million positive balance.
But this good news comes without spending reports from all of the state agencies. Molly Beck reported on this, and she's here to share the details. She's a Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again.
So this report is 35 pages long. It's on the fiscal year that just ended June 30th. What do we know about this surplus?
Well, the report showed that there was about $313 million in a positive balance for the general fund. And when you page through the report, there was a footnote in there that said that agencies are continuing to work on their final numbers of revenues and spending, and therefore adjustments to the report may become necessary in the future.
So, go ahead. Yeah, well, why was the report issued if not all agencies contributed their final numbers?
Agencies did contribute their numbers, they're just not finalized, so they could change, and they have to issue this report by law, so it's you know, state law mandated that they do this. So that's why it's released every year. But depending on how different, you know, those final numbers are, that surplus could grow or shrink.
And this is a new year with a new accounting system. How does this report compare to other years?
So in other years, it's not very much different. It's just the fact that they're using this new way of tracking everything. And I know that it's, you know, a multi-million dollar software program that they've had some delays in. There's been some trouble. It's not working properly, but they're using it now. So I'm told that that's the reason that this is a little delayed.
And so last month, the Revenue Department and the Fiscal Bureau made an announcement about tax collections. How is that different than the annual fiscal report?
So that's a projection. It's more of a projection than what comes out in the annual fiscal report, and that's supposed to be kind of the final numbers heading into the next year ahead of, you know, 2017 and the new budget process that's going to be starting in 2017. So when that came out in September, it showed that tax collections fell about $85 million short of the estimates that were available earlier. So this shows that there is a surplus, but it's supposed to be more of a final report than that was.
So the Department of Administration must be feeling pretty good about seeing black in this, instead of being in the red. What did Governor Walker say about the report?
He was touting that on social media. I believe there was something on Facebook, maybe on Twitter about it. So it looks like that they're using this number as, you know, something that they think is pretty secure.
And, you know, Molly, it seems like this fiscal surplus is a world away from 5 years ago when we had Act 10 in the midst and when the state was facing this multi-billion dollar deficit. How has Wisconsin turned around its budget so quickly?
So the deficit heading into the passage of Act 10 was about $3 billion, and that was largely created by the recession, rocking sales and income tax collections. And the former governor, Jim Doyle, he was using accounting gimmicks and federal stimulus funding to balance the budget for 2009-2011, that budget. So when Act 10 was passed, that required public employees to contribute to their health insurance and their pensions, which went a long way to closing that budget gap. But as the economy improved and tax collections rebounded, the state developed a surplus, which Republicans used to cut income taxes by about $800 million in the 13-15 budget. And since then, tax growth has slowed And Medicaid costs have continued to swell, and that's why 2 years ago Governor Walker had to solve a $2 billion shortfall. So at this point, we'll find out, you know, at the end of November, what kind of surplus the governor has to work with next biennium.
Yeah, and so really it's next month and the next 30 days that we'll really get a clear picture about the, you know, the biennium. And are we expecting more surpluses?
I think, you know, Governor Walker, he's expecting that there will be, you know, there won't be another huge shortfall like he had to solve 2 years ago. But like I said, we'll see at the end of November what kind of surplus he has, and another, you know, a comprehensive annual financial report will come out in early January, which will give us a better clue too.
Molly, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck, Capital reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us to talk about a new report on the state budget.